This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a hybrid holiday how-to. Mary Shevitz mulled wine, anyone?
First, happy holidays to Juan Williams, who joins us again here on Fridays. Juan, welcome back to the show.
Gee, Alex, what a greeting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy holidays to you and yours.
Well, thank you. You're here to talk politics again. A lot to talk about this week. The president rethinking Iraq and then saying he's going to delay announcing anything till after the first of the year. But we should start our discussion actually this week in the emergency room at GW Hospital there in Washington, which is where Senator Tim Johnson wound up with a brain operation on Wednesday night, bleeding in the brain, and then political talk about what this could mean. Where do things stand here?
Well, his condition is stable at the moment, although no one can say for sure. The doctors are up in the air. But what's I can tell you with more confidence is about the political discussion going on behind the scenes, Alex. And that's so fascinating because there's never been a senator who's been forced to resign because of incapacity. But there's lots of talk on the Republican side about, possibly challenging this. How would you go about saying that someone really is nothing but a token, a stooge being, sat up there to support a Democratic majority? Because, as you know, if Senator Johnson were to die or to resign, the Republicans would then regain control of the Senate because the governor of South Dakota, Governor Rounds, would likely appoint either himself or another Republican to that seat.
So you mean the Republicans are actually talking about, so he doesn't resign, he sits there, but he doesn't can't actually function if that were to be the case. They might challenge that situation.
Correct. But this is all being done sub rosa to some extent, because obviously it's rather untoward to have these discussions about a man and all the sensitivity to his health and love for his family and all that. But and the Democrats, on the other hand, what you're seeing there is Senator Harry Reid, the incoming majority leader, if Democrats take control, is saying he's going forward. And he has spoken with Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, to say we are going forward as if Democrats will continue to control the incoming Senate.
Okay, well, we'll watch that one. New polls this week on Iraq and the White House, so not a lot of holiday cheer there.
No, not at all. Gosh, it's now down to about 21% approving of the president's handling of the war in Iraq, Alex. And in fact, what's really interesting is that according to a CBS poll, here I'm quoting, opposition to the war is now taking on historic proportions, with 62% saying it was a mistake to send U.S. troops into Iraq, more than a Gallup poll showed in 73, Americans saying it was a mistake to send U.S. forces to Vietnam. So that's pretty bad news. And when it comes to the question about is the situation getting better or worse, what you have is 52% of Americans saying it's getting worse, and that the chances of success, gosh, that's way down there now. Unlikely to succeed is now 53%.
Well, that's not good, but the president and the Pentagon, they have to do something. And this week, senior defense officials consulting with the president about what to do suggested maybe upping the number of American troops there, at least temporarily. And you have to wonder how that would play, especially with these poll numbers.
Well, it's so interesting. There's like two conversations taking place, Alex. One about the Iraq study group in Washington, especially among Republicans. It has been widely denounced. Yet out in the public, according to the polls, there was a Washington Post poll this week, showed that most Americans favor the ideas in the Iraq study group. Here in Washington, especially among the Republicans, as I'm saying, this idea of double down, doubling the size of the troops if necessary for a short term to especially control Baghdad seems to be gaining momentum. The other proposition that has been coming out recently was an 80% solution, so-called, which is to say, go with the Kurds and the Shia, forget about the situation with the Sunnis. And of course, that brought then howls from the Saudis, who are mostly Shia, and saying, mostly Sunni, saying, if you do that, you're putting our people at risk. So it's all in flux. But the president, the thing that I can tell you with some certainty is that the idea that seems to be gaining traction is one of doing more in terms of investment in Iraq to increase jobs and employment for young people there, hopefully therefore taking away a supply of future insurgents and future people who would be involved in violence.
So that's not a political, I'm sorry, that's not a military solution, that's a more political solution, which many people say that's what we need anyway.
Exactly, and leaning towards that direction, though, as we just heard from the polls, most Americans at this point favor withdrawing the troops within between 6 months and 2 years, which is something that is not even being discussed at the moment at the State Department, the Pentagon, or the White House.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.